The national conversation over the removal of Confederate memorials has inspired some students in Atlanta. The editorial staff of Grady High's student paper has called for a change to the school's name. Chloe Prendergast is one of the managing editors of that paper. It's called The Southerner, and she explains why her staff wants the name Grady to go.
Henry Woodfin Grady was a white supremacist. He was a prominent journalist who believed in a New South, except this New South depended on the social supremacy of whites over blacks, which he expressed in countless speeches. A name holds power and symbolizes a great deal, as does removing one. Following the mass shootings in Charleston last year, multiple state governments came together to remove Confederate flags from states' grounds. It was a move that showed how important it is to remove symbols that support slavery and white supremacy. Many have argued that things like names and flags are simply expressions of the First Amendment, but limits are necessary when dealing with public property. That includes public schools like my own. Our school is a community of individuals from different backgrounds, races, and ethnicities. We deserve a name that celebrates that diversity. We need a name that is worthy of our motto. Individually, we are different. Together, we are Grady. Many important leaders from Atlanta and around the world have preached equality and morality in their lifetimes. They have made history trailblazing on behalf of equal rights for all Americans and across the world. These people deserve recognition, not white supremacists. We at The Southerner pride ourselves on the journalism opportunities available at our school. Henry Grady was the founder of the Atlanta Constitution, now the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and there's no doubt he deeply affected and influenced the region. But so did many other historical figures. Ida B. Wells was a daughter of slaves and a journalist who fought for justice throughout her life. She, like Grady, owned his newspaper, but her paper, The Free Speech, spoke out against unfair conditions for African Americans in schools, lynchings, and other injustices in the South. She also worked as a teacher for a segregated school district in Memphis. The Southerner could not imagine a more representative figure to name our institution of learning. Other historical Atlanta-based figures also come to mind. John Lewis, Andrew Young, Julian Bond, and Jimmy Carter all emulate the characteristics we should strive to embody. We know changing our school name is not an instant fix, but a different name would signal a higher moral standard. What impacts the change would cause are not easily discernible. A different name would set a higher moral standard. Our school is a progressive institution of learning, and it is time to match our name with our goals.
Chloe Prendergast is managing editor of the student newspaper at Grady High School. We posted a link to the full editorial at our Facebook page. Atlanta Public Schools issued a statement about the newspaper editorial. It reads, quote, Atlanta Public Schools is proud of the Grady High School Southerner newspaper's long and storied history of encouraging community dialogue with thoughtful articles. As such, we respect its position on this issue. The process for any potential new name for Grady High School will adhere to the district's policy that calls for the school board chairperson to appoint a special committee to follow the required steps for changing the name of an APS facility, which includes community engagement. End quote. So what do you think? Should Grady High School change or keep its name? Grady alumni, we know you are out there, so call us and let us know what you think at 404-500-9457. You can also join the conversation at facebook.com/onsecondthoughtradio.